Father, now I've told your people what you told me to tell. I've told your people what you've shared with me. I pray this word does not fall on deaf ears, that they can come out of anything they're in. Because life brings deliverance. You are the light of the world. I don't care what darkness they're walking in, God. You shine in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Right now, they're delivered. They're forgiven. They're set free. They're healed. They're blessed. They're the heads, not the tail. They're on top, not the bottom. They're blessed in the field and blessed in the city. I speak it in Jesus' name. Let them walk in that authority. That we are the blessed righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. That we expect the best of God to rest on our shoulders. We expect that God will do things that he's never done before. We expect miracles, signs, and wonders to appear in our lives and others. We expect God to use us to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in this dark world. We expect that we will have and do all that he's commissioned us to do with power and authority. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, if the Spirit of the living God is speaking to you now, calling you to life, deliverance, to good, to blessings. Just as you are, you can come to him right now. Right now. The best God has for you is waiting on you. Glory, glory. The best of God's blessings are waiting on you. What you've been praying for, God says, it's yours. You've got to choose it. It's a choice. It's a choice. Walk in my statutes, in my word, my will, my way, and watch those things come to pass. Somebody's been praying for an unusual and uncommon blessing. One that only God himself could do. You're so far under that you've got to climb up just to get to the bottom. But God has the power to turn your situation around. You don't have to know how God's going to work it out. You just need to know he's going to work it out. It's not your job to figure out God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. To trust God. You've gone through the motions long enough. You need to believe to see God's salvation, God's deliverance, God's power in your day. David said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Some of you have been in the storm too long. I want to tell you, God is calling you now to make a choice. Just like you can speak to your mountain, you can speak to your storms. Somebody don't hear me today. See, Satan can stay only as long as he's welcomed in the life of a believer. When you get enough and you're sick and tired of him having his way, messing with your spouse, messing with your children, messing with your finances, messing with your physical body, messing with everything concerning you, when you get enough, he's got to go in the name of Jesus. But you have the power to make that choice.
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
A wonder in my
heart. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Thank you.
Baptist Church, we glad to come and help you celebrate this 30 year of appreciation.
Amen.
I've been praying for a while to get here. Amen. I like to pray.
Yes, God. Yeah.
I got a prayer life.
Yeah.
Amen. I do it often.
Okay.
Amen. Thank God for allowing us to get here. Get in the choir.
I came from where and how. And the thing that God has The money went out. choice. Yeah. You have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Now, you got to make a choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. You got to make a
choice. You
got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. But anyhow, I went to Dr. Mitchell and he said, I tell you what, Dr. Mitchell, I told you to get on the ride, what did you get? Then you have to have surgery. I said, well, Dr. Mitchell, yeah. Give me one more week.
Because
yeah. I really wasn't talking to my doctor.
No, no, not to you.
I was just tearing up.
Come on.